Fallen for a clickbait link? You're not the only one. That's why Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi includes advanced security to help protect your connected devices online from malware, threats, and even scams disguised as cute dog videos. And the second anything's blocked, you'll get an alert to keep you in the know. So when a flashing ad says you've won millions, you don't lose a cent. Get advanced security included with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. Click to learn more. Advanced security must be enabled in the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. Restrictions apply. Fallen for clickbait? Advanced security included with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi helps protect your connected devices online, even from scams disguised as dog videos. Click to learn more. Advanced security must be enabled in the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. Restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Sheriff Joe Baggs. Joe is the host of the Rams Showcase podcast. The podcast is dedicated to highlighting Los Angeles Rams content. On the program, we discuss the Rams winning the Super Bowl from last season, also takeaways from the Rams kickoff opener against the Buffalo Bills, the keys to victory for the Rams to beat the Atlanta Falcons in week two of the 2022 NFL season, and much more. Joe is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, you don't have to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org. Not a millionaire, darling. To retire at St. James Place, you don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Street Kings got you covered with their huge tire sale blowout with 6 months same as cash on all tires. Brands you love like Nexen, Lexani, Predator, all in stock and ready. Get a set of four installed today for as little as $20 down and $20 per week. And you never need credit. Mention this ad and get 6 months same as cash. Rule the road for less at Street King. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Your home says a lot about you. Give it Behr Dynasty Interior Paint. It's our most stain-repellent, scuff-resistant interior paint ever. Today, let's paint with Behr, America's most trusted paint brand. Ranked most trusted paint brand based on the 2022 Life Story Research Study.
What's that place you've always wanted to try?
Well, you're there.
Sharing plates with...
just one bite.
Or on second thought, maybe not sharing. It's that good. When you're with Amex, it's not if it's going to happen, but when. American Express. Don't live life without it.
Street Kings got you covered with their huge tire sale blowout with 6 months same as cash on all tires. Brands you love like Nexen, Lexani, Predator, all in stock and ready. Get a set of four installed today for as little as $20 down and $20 per week. And you never need credit. Mention this ad and get 6 months same as cash. Rule the road for less at Street King. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Football is back, and BetMGM is inviting new customers to join the huddle and enjoy the action like never before. Sign up today using bonus code EASY1000, and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. You'll also have instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, player props, and boosted odds specials. Just download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. The BetMGM app is the perfect way to experience the excitement of wagering on live sports, now in more markets than ever.
Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
Not a millionaire, darling. To retire at St. James Place, you don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Deep on this defensive line.
Stafford going quick again. A bad pass intercepted. Dane Jackson with it. They rule him down by contact at the 33. 43. Stafford Mercer coming high, and it's intercepted. Off the deflection. It's one of those safeties. Jordan Poyer with the pick. The second of Stafford tonight. This is deflected in the air, a third interception into the hands of Boogie Basham.
Yeah, we definitely we can play a whole lot better than that. I know that. As disappointing as tonight is, you never want to start the season away that way. It really doesn't matter if it's the first game, last game, whatever it is. You want to win them all. Didn't accomplish that goal tonight. Didn't play well enough to do it. I thought our defense played great in the first half. They get us turnovers like that. We got to do something better with the football, capitalize with it. Get more points out of those. Obviously I can't give it to them in some of those instances. But, overall execution and just our capability of playing better, there's a whole lot more there. So the one thing that gives me, a good feeling is knowing the guys in that locker room and knowing how we're going to, all band together, look at each other, look inward first and go, hey, what can I do to be better for the guy next to me? That starts with our head coach. He's always preaching that to us, and that's real stuff for us as players. That's how we act, and we believe in that locker room.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That first audio that you heard was Los Angeles Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford throwing three interceptions in the loss against the Buffalo Bills in the 2022 NFL kickoff season opener from September the 8th of 2022. And then the last audio bite that you heard was Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford just talking about their defense playing well early in the game, but just things going downhill from there. But also said that, they'll work on that. They'll clean up the mistakes and they'll be ready for their next game against the Atlanta Falcons. To talk more about this game, the Rams' upcoming game against the Falcons, we want to welcome him back to the program. This gentleman is the host of the Rams Showcase podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome him back to the program, Sheriff Joe Baggs. Hey, Joe, welcome back, my man.
Hey, thanks for having me again, man. It's good to be back.
Same here, man. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Before we go into further detail about the takeaways from the Rams game against the Bills and the upcoming game for the Rams against the Falcons, let's go back to that magical ride last year with the Rams winning the Super Bowl with the key acquisitions at the trade deadline with Odell Beckham Jr. and, of course, Von Miller. And, of course, Aaron Donald, and, of course, getting the big fish in the pond with Matthew Stafford. What were your takeaways from the Rams winning the Super Bowl and beating the Cincinnati Bengals?
Yeah, well, the playoff run kind of felt a little storybook on our end. Of course, at that time of adding Von Miller, Odell Beckham Jr., kind of just felt like the Rams were going for it. And after a winless November, that start of our December after that big win over the Jacksonville Jaguars at home just kind of felt like this team was just going to be on a little bit of a roll from there. And, going all the way through that playoff run was absolutely incredible. You beat the Arizona Cardinals pretty handily. Then, the defending champs with Tom Brady in their house and then getting that monkey off your back against the San Francisco 49ers, who had beaten you six straight times to make it all the way to the Super Bowl. You get that home atmosphere against the Bengals team who had quite the run themselves. I mean, just kind of, it felt like such a perfect storybook season, especially on the perspective of the Rams fans, of course. But yeah, that was a great season. It all kind of started way back in the previous January. You're right though, with getting Matthew Stafford, that was a total game changer for the Rams.
Indeed it was. And it was definitely a magical season last year for the Los Angeles Rams winning the Super Bowl in their home stadium. So now let's talk about the defending champions in the kickoff opener, Bills. I know it was not the result that you wanted in this one, but man, give it to Buffalo, man. They came and they played the Rams tough in their home stadium. What were your takeaways from the Rams game against the Buffalo Bills?
Yeah, well, immediately, I mean, you said it there of like the Buffalo Bills. I mean, it felt like a combination of both the Buffalo Bills playing well and the Los Angeles Rams just not really getting it all together. Really, the only bright spot for the Rams was Cooper Kupp and that connection between Stafford and Kupp, which has been obviously incredible for quite some time. But offensive line definitely struggled, run game struggled, defense struggled. So all over, it just really just wasn't the Rams' day. And I don't know what kind of goes into that, what emotions were necessarily involved, but what I can say that kind of mimics the comments that were previously stated right here from Matthew Stafford were, knowing this team, knowing this locker room, I'm not necessarily, you know, raising any alarms just based off of that game. We know the Buffalo Bills are a favorite to win the Super Bowl. They've been in that conversation all offseason, and now they are definitely going to be in that conversation. So it's not a season ender to lose week one to such a powerful team. But of course, you got to kind of look at yourself a little bit, and especially with the injuries that the Rams saw, a couple of guys banged up along that front offensive line. That's something you got to look at. But overall, I think this team, with the experience that is here, the veterans that we have on this team, I wouldn't say that that first game defines how this season will go for the LA Rams. I think it'll still be a pretty fun one.
I want to stay just with this game for a moment. During the offseason and really through much of the preseason, Matthew Stafford and his health, the elbow, do you think his elbow is hurt seriously, or do you think it's just a minor bump in the road and he's going to be fine for the remainder of the year?
You know, that's a really tough question to answer, actually. And this kind of gives us a little bit of the shades of the Todd Gurley time when – all reports out of the Rams were that the knee was totally fine. He's good to go. Don't worry about it. He's healthy. And then we see it on the field. There's some struggles there. So that is like the immediate thought that comes to your head of like, well, how healthy is he? All that we're hearing is from the team that he's good to go. And we've heard that before. So I would say kind of maybe I'm not going to jump to any conclusions right now and say he's definitely not healthy enough to play this season or anything, but it is definitely something that I'm looking at pretty closely as we get these next few games. Of course, we got the Falcons at home this week and then two division road games back-to-back right after that. So we should know decently soon if that actually is something to be concerned about or not.
Yeah, definitely, because, I mean, as we get down the stretch of Stafford, you know, if it comes down to it, it has to get into a shootout, or if his elbow starts getting sore, there's definitely going to be some cause for concern, but a lot of not just Rams fans, but a lot of football fans are cautiously optimistic about Matthew Stafford. And, you know, with that elbow injury as we continue on with this season. So let's concentrate on the Rams' next opponent, the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons, let's just say they're upset about what happened in week one. They had a commanding lead against their NFC South rival, New Orleans Saints. They fumbled the bag, as they say, and Jameis Thomas and Jarvis Landry, Will Lutz kicks the game-winning field goal. Saints have a come-from-behind victory. So the Falcons are definitely going to have been eating sour grapes this whole week, and now they march into Inglewood to take on the Rams. I got to ask you, Joe, what do you think are going to be the keys to victory for the Rams to beat the Atlanta Falcons?
Well, I think opening up holes in the running game, just controlling it, because, of course, you know, we all kind of surface level, you look, it's Rams versus Falcons. The Rams are kind of clearly the better football team here, but you can't really account for any kind of emotions or anything. So you're right. Coming off of that loss, I mean, how pumped are they going to be to show that that's not who they are? But this Rams team coming off that their loss themselves, I mean, it's kind of a battle of who wants to prove it more. But with this Atlanta Falcons team, you got to be able to control that clock and keep Patterson and Mariota, those guys, off the field. So that's what I would definitely like to see as far as the offense goes, is just seeing that run game get a little bit stronger, a little bit more stout. We didn't see Cam Akers a lot in week one. Darrell Henderson really couldn't get it going either. And then on the other side, I just mentioned Patterson. You're going to want to stop that guy. I mean, he's pretty good, and when he's rolling on the ground, they can definitely eat up that clock, just pick up those easy third downs, and that's frustrating when you're trying to get your powerful offense back on the field, and you're dealing with a guy like that who can keep moving the chains.
I want to say you mentioned about two of the key elements on Atlanta's offense, Marcus Mariota and Cordarrelle Patterson. Also, you can add Kyle Pitts to the mix as well. The New Orleans Saints defense had problems with those guys for much of the game, but they were able to kind of get it together towards the end, and for the Saints and able to come from behind to beat the Falcons. Aaron Donald, what can we say about him? A three-time league defensive player of the year. Also, you've got Leonard Floyd, Jalen Ramsey. Those guys are alphas. They're talented, and they're very prideful individuals. Do you expect them to expect that Rams defense to do a lot of blitz packages in order for Mariota to stay in the pocket and try to make plays in the pocket, as well as the same for stopping Patterson and Pitts?
That's kind of hard to answer at this point, simply because of Raheem Morris. How he started the season last year was pretty soft, and then as the season went on, especially into December, January, that's when we saw the defense get a lot more stout. So I would like to see, because we did see it against Buffalo, just a really kind of soft, laid-back defense, try to keep everything in front of you, and it kind of bit the Rams there. So, you mentioned Kyle Pitts. That's obviously a strong weapon there, but safeties should be able to participate in that. But Taylor Rapp simply has to just play better football than he did in week one. I think he was really the weakest link of that LA Rams defense specifically. But either way, this is going to be a tough game. I think that the Falcons are not necessarily getting enough credit for the weapons that they do have available. Overall, yes, the Rams are a better football team. But like I said, that's it's kind of out the window once emotions get involved. But either way, it should be a tight one.
I want to stay with the Rams. Sure. I want to stay just with the Rams defense for a moment. The newest Ram, Bobby Wagner. Do you think Bobby's going to have more of an impact in this game against the Falcons, since rely, of course, on Patterson and his running and catching, and, of course, Mariota with his athletic ability?
Yeah, well, Wagner, I think, will, as the season goes on, I think that we'll see Wagner's impact a little bit more throughout the season. So, yeah, I expect him to have a bigger impact this week, and just being able to call out those different positions. You know, and I have a lot of gripes about certain calls that Raheem Morris makes, and I'm hoping that Bobby Wagner can kind of help prevent some of those. Like, we even saw it in week one where you had your best pass rusher in Leonard Floyd some reason in coverage covering Stephon Diggs on a third down, and that kind of stuff just can't happen. So Bobby Wagner is exactly who I hope can prevent those kind of situations, because you obviously don't want to burn a timeout. That was a third quarter play that I'm referencing. But what's better, keeping the timeout or preventing a first down? So those are the kind of positions I would hope that Bobby Wagner can have a huge impact on.
You know, within the Saints-Falcons game, we saw that fourth quarter where Jameis Winston just went off, and we saw Jarvis Landry make some key catches. Chris Olave made some key catches. And, of course, Michael Thomas got back to his top form in that contest, secondary, in those last minutes in that fourth quarter. Do we see Cooper Kupp and especially Allen Robinson? Do we see those guys in Tyler Higbee? Do we see them, and of course, with Matthew Stafford? Do you think we see those guys really have a come-from-behind game in this game?
I mean, it can absolutely happen. The Rams absolutely have the firepower to do it. Of course, you want to see Robinson get a little bit more involved than just two targets for one catch. Higbee, of course, is a big part of this offense, but Cooper Kupp can kind of do it all. And the Rams, as a Rams fan watching the game, it very rarely feels like the Rams are out of it if it's at least decently close, especially when you have Stafford to Kupp has been already a pretty historic connection as far as the Rams franchise goes. So, yeah, you never really feel like you're out of it when those guys can get rolling.
Awesome. And you heard it from him. He is Sheriff Joe Bags. He is the host of the Rams Showcase podcast. Well, Joe, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody about what you do on the podcast, and also where can people listen to it?
Yeah, absolutely, man. And thank you so much again for reaching out and having me back on. It's greatly appreciated. I'm all over social media at Sheriff Joe Bags. And I also have accounts for the podcast, at Rams Showcase, just about everywhere. We have a YouTube channel that is probably what gets the most attention right now as far as the video version of the podcast, but it is available anywhere, wherever you're listening to podcasts. You can just search Rams Showcase. It pops up right there. So give a follow, give a listen. We break down every game after the fact, and then we also dive into game previews all year. And we only take a little bit of a gap there in the off season, so it's ultimately a year-round show as well.
Awesome. One more time, Joe, tell everybody where they can find you on social media as well as Rams Showcase. And, again, where can people listen to the Rams Showcase podcast?
Yeah, I'm at Sheriff Joe Bags. The show is at Rams Showcase. You could follow anywhere that you listen to your favorite podcast or streaming up on YouTube as well.
Awesome. And you heard it from me, Sheriff Joe Bags, the host of the Rams Showcase podcast. Check him out on social media. And, of course, if you want to listen to the Rams Showcase podcast, listen to wherever you get your podcast, whether it be Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher, or just some of the various outlets, and, of course, the YouTube channel as well. Joe, thank you so much, my man. If ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Absolutely, man. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
Yeah, we definitely we can play a whole lot better than that. I know that. As disappointing as tonight is, you never want to start the season away that way. It really doesn't matter if it's the first game, last game, whatever it is. You want to win them all. Didn't accomplish that goal tonight. Didn't play well enough to do it. I thought our defense played great in the first half. They get us turnovers like that. We got to do something better with the football, capitalize with it, get more points out of those. Obviously I can't give it to them in some of those instances. But, overall execution and just our capability of playing better, there's a whole lot more there. So the one thing that gives me, a good feeling is knowing the guys in that locker room and knowing how we're going to, all band together, look at each other, look inward first and go, hey, what can I do to be better for the guy next to me? That starts with our head coach. He's always preaching that to us, and that's real stuff for us as players. That's how we act, and we believe in that locker room.
Street King's got you covered with their huge tire sale blowout with 6 months same as cash on all tires. Brands you love like Nexen, Lexani, Predator, all in stock and ready. Get a set of four installed today for as little as $20 down and $20 per week. And you never need credit. Mention this ad and get 6 months same as cash. Rule the road for less at Street King. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Not a millionaire, darling. To retire at St. James Place, you don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org. So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org.
You made it. Checked out of office to check into the sweet views of this place where the kids aren't asking for the Wi-Fi.
Mom, can we go to the pool?
And when you're with Amex, it's not if it's going to happen, but when. American Express. Don't live life without it.
Street King's got you covered with their huge tire sale blowout with 6 months same as cash on all tires. Brands you love like Nexen, Lexani, Predator, all in stock and ready. Get a set of four installed today for as little as $20 down and $20 per week. And you never need credit. Mention this ad and get 6 months same as cash. Rule the road for less at Street King. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
When I became principal, I asked my teachers how I could help them, and someone joked, "Can you add more hours to the day? Because there's never enough time for our work." Honestly, I feel like we actually achieved that by getting IXL for our school. IXL offers online practice for every topic we're teaching. No more late nights searching for extra worksheets. And as students use the platform, teachers get insights on how to support each child without having to grade a single thing. Save your teachers valuable time and visit IXL.com today.
Whatever you're doing right now, software is helping you.
To most people, it's invisible, just things working as they should. But to the people behind the code, it's an epic quest. One that could end in epic failure. Or put ideas on a speed run to production. With Red Hat's open technologies, every workflow can be a win. That's what connecting your clouds feels like. Learn more at redhat.com/connectclouds.
Custom Ink is an awesome way to recognize employees, thank customers, and outfit your teams with their favorite products and brands customized with your logo. CustomInk.com lets you make your mark on water bottles, backpacks, polos, jackets, and a ton more. Custom Ink is your go-to custom gear partner with great customer service, quality products, and all-in pricing, along with personalized help when you need it and an easy-to-use website when you don't. Oh yeah, and everything is 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Check out what we can do for your business at CustomInk.com.
Street King's got you covered with their huge tire sale blowout with 6 months same as cash on all tires. Brands you love like Nexen, Lexani, Predator, all in stock and ready. Get a set of four installed today for as little as $20 down and $20 per week. And you never need credit. Mention this ad and get 6 months same as cash. Rule the road for less at Street King. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com. Street King's got you covered with their huge tire sale blowout with 6 months same as cash on all tires. Brands you love like Nexen, Lexani, Predator, all in stock and ready. Get a set of four installed today for as little as $20 down and $20 per week. And you never need credit. Mention this ad and get 6 months same as cash. Rule the road for less at Street King. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com. Street King.
Football is back, and BetMGM is inviting new customers to join the huddle and enjoy the action like never before. Sign up today using bonus code EASY1000, and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. You'll also have instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, player props, and boosted odds specials. Just download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. The BetMGM app is the perfect way to experience the excitement of wagering on live sports, now in more markets than ever.
Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
They say to truly understand someone, you must walk a mile in their shoes. Well, at Lexus, we design the ES with you in mind every step of the way. From class-leading legroom to positioning the touchscreen 4 inches closer. Everything in the Lexus ES, a direct reflection of you. Click the banner to discover more. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
2022 ES for...
Football is back, and BetMGM is inviting new customers to join the huddle and enjoy the action like never before. Sign up today using bonus code EASY1000, and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000.
Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Sheriff Joe Bags, host of the Rams Showcase podcast, giving us an insight on the Rams kickoff opener against the Buffalo Bills and what they plan to do in week two of the 2022 NFL season in their next game against the Atlanta Falcons. Until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
We at Shamrock Farms know you want to get back to whatever you were listening to, but listen to this. That's the sound of ice-cold, deliciously fresh Shamrock Farms milk. Listen as 13 essential nutrients pour out of the milk bottle and into what should be your mouth. What you're not hearing is high fructose corn syrup, because Shamrock Farms milk doesn't have any. Isn't that wonderful to hear? Look for Shamrock Farms milk on your next trip to Dollar General.
It's clear to you that de-icing the wings will not be done in a jiffy. You look for phone outlets but see none, only photos of phone outlets. A voice announces your gate is now 39C, 12B, 9A. It's like musical chairs, if musical chairs made you sob in the pet relief area. A child picking his nose stares. His parents have abandoned him. The airport will raise him now.
Don't let flight delays ruin your vacation. Go on a real vacation. GoRVing.com.
So is this the line for Dragon's Maze?
Wow, the line is really long.
We'll meet up later.
How long will you wait?
As long as it takes.
So you guys are only going to do this one ride all day?
It won't be that long, probably.
Mom, can you get us food?
Wait, are they cutting?
Caleb, food is so far away.
Should I say something?
Daddy, pick me up. Mom!
Hey, there's a line here.
Daddy, swing me.
That's like 20 people.
Oh my God.
One person holds the line for 20 people? This is bull.
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.